Hi, everybody. This is Roy Holman with Soulful Warrior Podcast. Blessings to you. I hope you're well. It's, Friday? 29th, I believe. Yeah. And this will be my last podcast for a couple weeks. We'll be traveling for a couple weeks. I'm doing them a little less now. You know, I just feel like I think it's good news. There's so much news coming out and so many truthers more and more each day. I'm still getting censored, everybody, but or many of them. But there's plenty of news out there. So anyway, I'm going to still put these out every couple weeks or so, or every week or two. We'll see how it goes. So as always, don't believe anything I say. You know, just vet and research. And this is what everyone should do, but the enemy wants to just convince, not invite us to research. They'd rather censor. So one insight I had recently while walking in the woods, where many insights often come, is that, you know, because I'm really big on truth, it's everything to me, and there's my truth and your truth, but neither one is necessarily true. There's the truth, capital T truth, and then there's a lot of other truths in between, subjective truths. And then there's objective truth, capital T. So the evil ones are purposely blurring these lines and emphasizing the subjective truth. They want us to believe there is no ultimate truth, really. I think they don't want us to bother searching for answers. Just take the facts or the info they give you. And we can see that this is a problem everywhere, but especially with things like COVID and vaccines. Of course, here they argue that the truth is that COVID is extremely dangerous. The vaccine is safe and effective, along with lockdowns are helpful, masks are helpful. They also argue that all white people are racist and other opinions stated as fact. So their truth is inarguable, set in stone, no real science or proof behind it, of course. And our truth is censored. This pushes aside true, objective, and verifiable science, and that some of it shows that the vaccine is demonstrably unsafe, and ineffective. Our job as truth seekers, the way I see it, is to align our perception, which is not always true, with reality, with truth. Keep clearing, renewing our mind, seeking, researching, and align our perception with truth. That's a good sign when we're doing that more and more. Of course, God is truth. Jesus, my understanding from Jesus is he was God and human, but he didn't lie. He was not capable of lying. He warned of the enemy, and Satan is known as the father of lies. And man, is he working overtime with lies, using his mainstream friends and schools and government to assist him. So we have to be willing to see, to admit that we've all been fooled and programmed to some degree. And only then can we begin to see the truth that they say sets us free. I think Jesus said, sets us free. Now, I heard another amazing, beautiful analogy of what's going on by Catherine Austin Fitz. Amazing person she is. She said that we, the people, are basically the herd. And the enemy wants to control and cull the herd, without spooking the herd, without stampeding us. Can you see that? That's what it's like. Imagine 7.5 billion in this herd. And somehow they want to cull that and control it completely without us stampeding, without us getting spooked. So they have a tough job. But it's stampede time. And stampedes, you know, they're dangerous. They're messy, right? But getting herded might seem safe. It seems probably familiar, but it's very deadly. Stampedes, they can be fun also, kind of like, was it Pamplona in Spain, the running of the bulls? Maybe that's a dry run each year for what we're going to be doing. So I can continue this little bull analogy a little further. I don't know if you've heard this one about the two bulls being led to the slaughterhouse, and one of them finally stops and says, "Man, I just realized they're going to slaughter us and make burgers out of us." And the other guy goes, "Oh, there you go. Another crazy conspiracy theory again." Well, conspiracies happen. And I just heard the other day from Foster Gamble that conspire from the Latin roots means to breathe together, conspiracy, conspire, to breathe together, which reminded me of Jesus, where two or more are gathered. So, you know, sometimes I say, of course, conspiracies happen where these evil people in their dark rooms, they plan evil things. Yeah, but I often don't think about that good people also conspire. They get together and we brainstorm and discuss and say, okay, what are we going to do about this? So that's a good kind of conspiracy. And of course, the truth is they fear just that. They fear the herd. They fear us waking up in one, like that little pun I just said, one of the bulls said, hey, wake up. Let's get going here. They're going to slaughter us. They do fear us getting spooked or really waking up and stampeding. They want us to believe that they have this great reset in the bag, or us in the bag, but it's we who have the opportunity to set the course to roam free with the buffalo. Sorry, I'm taking this too far probably. But seriously, we can conspire together and create this new world order, and our kind of new world order, a healthy reset or a restart. Another random thought. They're using this divide and conquer, of course. They've done that for millennia, but they're highlighting it with weaponization of emotions. Have you thought about that? They've used that really well on all of us, maybe on the left a little more, but they pretend to care about people crossing the border, care about the feelings of transgenders, care about blasts, care about your neighbor by let's all get vaxxed or social distance or whatever. But this is all about dividing, distracting from the real issues. We won't win the argument. I was listening to Laura Logan the other day talking about this. We won't win the argument about the border or trans or gun control when it's focused on the feelings of one person or one parent that loses a child to a gun wound or the needs of one group. We need to focus on reality, the big picture. What is really being going on here? What's really going on? Don't be distracted and divided. And remember, always remember, we outnumber the evil ones. The herd is much, much bigger. So maybe enough of that herd analogy for a minute. So a couple other assorted things here. Let's see. The EU, European Union, is really pushing this digital identity wallet. They all tried it with the COVID ID, and it didn't seem to get anywhere, fortunately. But they won't stop. This is essential for total control of the herd. Here we go. I promised I wouldn't do that, but control of the herd again. Catherine Austin Fitch said, the digital ID is death, basically. If they get that, we are almost done for, you could almost say. Of course, God's bigger than all this. It won't happen, but they are dangerously close, you know, because just like what's going on in China, it's just people can't buy food without permission. Total control. It destroys privacy. It makes freedom a privilege with a smile on their face. And then the other scary thing is this WHO pandemic treaty. They are really going for it. I cannot believe still that some people, man, still believe, don't see that there's a war going on, still believe the government's going to help protect us and all this stuff. My gosh. I think it was MLK Jr., but some say it was actually Edmund Burke said, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. Men, women, whatever you want to say. Sheila Holmes says something very interesting. She said, culling is a self-selective slaughter. I thought that was kind of interesting. I'd like to hear more about what she meant. But you know, they're making it, a lot of this is kind of free choice, not all of it. They're going after the kids without parents' permission and all that kind of thing. But a lot of this, you know, you get brainwashed, programmed, and it can almost see it as self-selective. You know, I want, you know, some of us just line up and brag about getting vaccinated. So I think that helps them with natural law that we select it. But man, you could argue that that's hardly a free choice when you're getting complete psyop mind control all the time from so many angles. Here's another weird tidbit I saw in California. And if you're under 18, you can't get a tattoo without parental consent. You can get gender reassignment surgery, though, if you're under 18 without parental consent. What does that tell you, huh? Oh my God, going against God's creation. So, of course, food shortages is the other big scary, latest scariant, or one of the many scariants anyway. There's been a list of, I heard 16, somebody said 20 major fires that have occurred at key food industry facilities in the U.S. since the start of the year. So they've been, of course, paying off farmers supposedly not to grow food. I don't know if that's true. I've heard that. And, of course, we heard that Bill Gates owns a majority of the farmland in the country now. That's nothing wrong with that, right? And then large food freight trains have been stalled or missing. So, you know, again, we don't want to go into fear, but they are announcing this. Biden's talking about it, that it's going to happen, food shortages. Predictive programming, or maybe wanting us to co-create it by visualizing it and fearing it. I don't know, but maybe a little of all that. And the other thing in the news, of course, Elon Musk buying Twitter, and it just feels real creepy to me. I wouldn't get all excited. Some interesting things happen right away. A lot of the more leftist politicians and celebrities, all of a sudden, they had a huge drop in their followers, and other more right-wing people started getting a lot of followers coming back. And I don't know if it's because they went back on Twitter or because the algorithms got reset. Who knows, huh? I don't know about Elon Musk. He seems to be playing both sides, and we will just have to wait and see on that one, huh? Let's see. Let's go to the COVID vax news. In England, there's an 800% increase in all-cause child mortality for the vaccinated 10 to 14 year olds, 800% increase all cause child mortality. Wow. And 9 out of 10 COVID deaths in the UK are people that have been vaccinated. That's the last I heard. Things change on those. And then in the US, you probably heard one insurance report, company report, 40% increased mortality for 18 to 64 year old age group over 2021, that whole year. That's huge, right? And then I heard one, 84% rise in 25 to 44 year olds. 84% rise. Wow, wow, wow. This, you know, again, they're trying to vaccinate as many people as possible and still confuse and distort this so it doesn't look like it's related to the vaccine, right? It destroys your immune system, etc. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Apparently, the nanoparticles travel all through the body, so it affects all different organs in the body. So again, it's hard to pin it on the vaccine. Again, they can't allow us to know right away what is causing this, right? According to attorney Todd Callender, with the vaccine, they have implanted these nanoparticles. They destroyed the immune systems. It causes HIV, lowers the immune system, I mentioned, and a resurgence in cancers. And also, I just heard Epstein-Barr virus and herpes viruses are really elevated. They've also used technology to get the nanoparticles into the cells. And he believes it'll be activated by 5G. And I still, in my heart or gut, know that there's a relationship. I don't know for sure, but it feels like that. They've teased us with all this predictive programming, with all these zombie movies over the years, even the CDC putting out this ridiculous zombie apocalypse info and cartoon. It's supposed to be funny, great sense of humor. Again, is that just to get us to be scared or to create this, or who knows? These guys are sick. And again, the spike in cancer rates, we had a retreat at a center that works with cancer patients and victims. They do really nice work, but they didn't seem interested. I told them that there's a resurgence of cancer and there's evidence pointing to the vaccine as the culprit, and they didn't want to hear about it. I was surprised, to say the least. Let's see. I mean, I guess if you're vaccinated, it's just the hardest thing to consider that you made a mistake or you talked someone else into getting vaccinated. Here's some GreenMed is a great source for information. SayRG and the gang, GreenMed. I said there's been mass jabs with the Pfizer mRNA shot that began in Israel on December 19th, 2020. Nearly every Israeli adult had received two doses and a booster. Many received a fourth shot. And the result, well, before December, deaths were an average of 17 per day before the vaccine came out. And after the vaccine mandates, they've gone up to over 100 a day death in Israel. It's a big test case there because so many got jabbed there. Another one, OAN reported globally for March 21 to March of 22 over a year. This is about the athletes. 769 men and women athletes who collapsed with heart issues during competition over the last year, up until just last month. And shockingly, the average age was 23. World-class athletes In the EU, there's been a 500% increase of heart attack deaths in soccer players. Oh my God. They're trying to say that this is normal. Don't look at the vaccine as a possible cause. We are talking. A couple other interesting things. I'm a baseball fan, and my team is the San Francisco Giants because I'm from there. And the Giants placed reliever Zach Littell, who is vaxxed and boosted, but tested positive for COVID and placed on the injured reserve list. How often are we going to see this and still think that this thing works? Vaxxed and boosted and test positive. Of course, we know the test doesn't work either if they're still doing that PCR test. I won't go near any test because I know they don't work, but I think they're probably dangerous. I don't trust them either. I heard about another friend of ours too now. She's a world-renowned healer too. She's amazing, hospitalized, and she's out now, but she was vaccinated, boosted, and blood clots and other symptoms. Oh my God. Oh man, I had a guest at our Airbnb in our home here a week and a half ago, and here's what her review said. We didn't talk about this kind of stuff, but she saw my book, and my book said something about my podcast. So she looked it up. She said, this is her review on Airbnb. My biggest issue is that I found out after I stayed at Roy's that he's an anti-vaccine and full-fledged conspiracy theorist. I looked him up and saw that he has a weekly podcast. I listened to one and was appalled. I had assumed that you cannot host on Airbnb if you don't follow COVID procedures. And for me, that includes being vaccinated, unquote. Of course, that's not their rule. They have some procedures, but you don't have to be vaccinated to be a host. So I called and had it removed from the site there. In 1 John 3:13, I came across this one. Do not marvel if the world hates you. Yeah, I feel hated sometimes. I had another guest here recently, and he said he got boosted because, you know, you hear this so many times, and my family wanted me because I couldn't see my grandmother unless blah, blah, blah. And he's got an amazingly strong immune system, didn't trust the vaccine, didn't think he needed it. And sure enough, he got sick as a dog, very, very sick. He didn't know about HCQ or hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin. So he stayed home by himself. He said it was very scary. Fortunately, he didn't go to the hospital because, you know, you check in, you often don't check out when you get into the hospital, remdesivir and breathing machines and ventilators, and you're done. But fortunately, he got over it. He said, you know, it feels like something other than a virus. It feels man-made. It felt creepy and weird. And I said, you're probably onto something. Here's another biblical reference I came across. Psalm 83. Prayer to frustrate conspiracy against Israel. Enemy. Oh, that's the title. It was prayer to frustrate conspiracy against Israel. Enemies consulted together against your sheltered ones. They have said, come, let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel be remembered no more. Now, I put this in here because it reminds me of the U.S. as well right now, because we're kind of a powerful country. We got some stubborn gun-owning freedom fighters, which I never really related to until recently. Now I get it. I think that they are trying to cut us off from being a nation, that they want the U.S. to be remembered no more. So we got quite a battle going on. I think we are key for what's going on, not to make it U.S.-centric, you know. This is a global thing, of course. Finish off with the more positive news here, a few things. I dropped off somebody at the airport on Wednesday, and I carried the luggage in, and there was 4 or 5 maybe people behind the counter for Alaska Airlines, all unmasked, smiling, and I just said, it is so nice to see your smiling faces. I wanted to add, you know, the mask never worked, but I didn't say that. I just smiled. I saw another stat. Only 6% in this study, only 6% are believing Biden that Putin is to blame for the rising gas prices. Now 41-year high, I heard. So thank God there's some people awakening again, not believing Biden. How could you believe Biden? Good news with Durham, too. He's really going after it, you know. Good news there. Voter fraud, a lot of stuff still coming out. I know we're all impatient, but another thought I had, you know, God has been dealing with evil for eons, and he knows how to handle this. So we need to plug in and take whatever action we're called to do. But I think God's got this, you know. And here's one of my favorite Christian truthers. I'll just read you a little bit what she says. Her name's Wanda Alger. I like her a lot. She says, quote, "Throughout biblical history, hard times often come as God's way of training our hearts to receive what he wants to give us. The timing of his intervention is more determined by our responses to his warnings than it is by any predetermined timetable," end quote. And then she was guided to Matthew 6:3-4, I think it was. She said, because these numbers were on her clock, 3 mornings in a row as she woke up, 6:34. So she looked up Matthew and said, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." So again, with all these talk about food shortages and stuff, it's really important just to keep centered and breathe and conspire with other awake people. She also reminds us that the enemy wants us terrified of these food shortages, bank collapses, variants, scariest vaccines. But fear is more than an emotion. It's really a demonic spirit of fear, she said. And we know of something much bigger, mightier. God and love win. Here's another one, Psalm 82. Again, I know some of you don't like the Bible. I never did either, but I'm finding it very powerful. Psalm 82, quote, "Free them from the hand of the wicked. They do not know, nor do they understand. They walk around in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are unstable," unquote. So again, in this world, but not of it. You know, this world is a fallen world, Satan's world, a world of lies. So we have to remember not to identify with it, not to love this world as much as we love reality, the deeper permanent reality. And we have to be there for we have to be there for these people that are maybe just a little more mind controlled or programmed than we are. We're all programmed that the people that take the vaccine and all. And we have to have compassion. Some of them are going to be maybe feeling hopefully not, but some of them may be feeling the effects of these vaccines. Some already are. And we have to be there for them, support these people. A little more scripture here, just to finish up here. 2 Peter 3:9. "The Lord is long suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." In other words, my feeling on that is that I get the sense by whatever word you use for God, but that God wants to, they use the word save, right? But rescue, help as many people as possible to wake up and step away from evil. That's what we mean by repentance, right? Really just say, wow, I made a mistake here. I did this. I did that. And that's why I think some of us want this over now. Let's just arrest the evil ones. But I sense and trust underneath all this that this is the pace that gives as many people as possible a chance to say, you know, this is not what I want. I've heard there's a lot of deep state people and Satanists that really want to get out of that, but they don't know how. So that's a good thing to pray for, right? One more scripture, 3:13, 2 Peter 3:13. "Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells." Isn't that what we want? We are trying to conspire again, get together and create, co-create a new heaven, new earth in which righteousness dwells, truth dwells, goodness dwells. So again, I mean, just to finish up here, remember that there are many more awake and seeking and speaking truth than the enemy wants us to know about, right? With all this censorship, you just don't see them in the mainstream news. I have a list, by the way. If anybody wants it, I just updated it today. It's got about 25 truthers on there. I keep changing it because I start seeing one that I don't trust that person quite. Then I find one that I do trust. I mean, the main thing is to trust our heart and God, but ask that we be guided to truth and truthers. But there's so many, and I keep hearing about more people that are waking up, people that are putting out great information. We don't want to overdo any information because it can drive us crazy, right? This morning I ran out and just got out in the woods, running around playing disc golf, frisbee golf, and just to get out there with the doggy. And it just keeps us saying we got to watch out getting on the computer and our phones too much. So can you just imagine without all the censorship and suppression and marginalization, how much news would be coming out? This thing would be game over. This is an info war. So if you want, email me for a list of the 25 or so truth speakers that I recommend. I also have lists of how to keep your body safe, strengthen your immune system, and if you had COVID, how to recover, and if you've been vaccinated, how to help remedy that, right? Let's see, anything else? We are off for our Sedona yoga retreat. And then we have a local retreat coming up in July. If you'd like to join us in the North Cascades, that one's fortunately filling up a little bit. And then we have our Olympic trip in August. That's one of my favorites, hiking and yoga and backpacking and beaches and rainforests. Ooh, I love it. And then we added another one for the more, a little more Christian take, retreat in the North Cascades in September. So you don't have to be a Christian, of course, but yeah, come join us if you'd like. That's it, I guess, for today. My info, my website, www.holmanhealthconnections, H-O-L-M-A-N, healthconnections.com. Email holmanhealth@gmail.com. Okay, blessings to you all. Thank you.